It was, you know, seeing the Beatles on TV and all that stuff way back when. I mean, and then going to Kobo to all the concerts made you want to start a band. But I was a singer from, well, grade school. I went to a St. Linus, which was a Catholic school, and I was in the choir and I was a soloist. So I was singing like 7 days a week in the choir for the first, you know, so many years of my school. And then back in, when I got out of high school, I traveled around Europe for a while, backpacked and stuff. And I got back and I went into U of M and I took private voice lessons from a nightclub singer and also from a classically trained pianist. I was studying like Handel's Messiah and stuff like that. So I was singing then. And also when I was at U of M, I was taking a piano class and I met this guy, Sean Kern, who was one of the founding members of the Seatbelts. And we decided that we were bored with school and we should just start a band and start. Because it was pretty active. It was pretty active back then as far as the scene, you know. People went out to clubs and, you know, partied like there was no tomorrow. So you got instant gratification if you put together a band and got into a club because it was just fun. Got that going for about 7 years. Met my wife at Cream Magazine. She was interviewing me for an article. And then I started, all this time I was cooking in restaurants to pay for myself to do whatever I wanted to do. And then from there, we got married. I think it was like 7 years into the Seatbelt, something like that. And started a family. And, you know, one thing led to another, and I had to just let the rock and roll go for a while. Early 80s, there was a recession. And that really put a crunch on anybody that was just trying to scrape by on having a band or whatever like that. Things started to change then. And then, hell, for 30 years, I just struggled to get my family going and make my name as a chef and be out on my own. Until 2010, when I got a call from Skid Marks, asked me if I wanted to do one show. We did the one show at Lily's. I'm not Lily's. Smalls, which was a sellout show, and it was a blast, and we never looked back. We've been doing it since, and now with the internet, you know, we have this whole different crowd from around the world we never had before. So even if you don't have a big crowd in Detroit, you can get big crowds from, you know, crazy places. Like last week, the Ukraine, we had 400 listenings on our Run Run Rudolph hit. So it's a different scene now. You do have to get on stage, though, to keep your presence going. So we try to get on stage at least once a month.